Welcome to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Our passion is helping entrepreneurs publish, protect, and promote their intellectual property. This podcast is sponsored by Instant IP and Wigan X. And now get ready for You Are an IP Company.
Folks, I am thrilled to be able to chat with Beth. And Beth is amazing. Fahey. Correct pronunciation?
Yes.
Yes. And I'll tell you what, she is just a really cool person, but she's got a unique podcast, unique story, awesome book. And so Beth, ready to jump in and talk about how you are an IP company?
Yeah, love to.
Awesome. Awesome. So listen, first of all, we got to talk about this podcast of yours because it is unique IP. I mean, when I heard the name of this, I said, wait, hold on. Is she really saying what I think? But tell people what the name of the podcast is.
It's called Bad Boss Confessional.
So I grew up as a Catholic young boy and I remember confessional and you'd go to the priest and, you know, talk about all the bad things that you did and stuff like that. But anyway, what is the format of this podcast?
So it's a podcast. It's available on all channels. It runs about a half an hour to 45 minutes. And I'm interviewing leaders, respected leaders, who are willing to share their cringiest boss moments with our audience.
How they messed up.
How they messed up. Not the bad bosses they worked for, but where they themselves messed up.
I remember sitting at Strategic Coach, shout out to them, and we'll tag them and make sure that they are able to share this as well. But I remember sitting at Strategic Coach lunch and you mentioned the podcast and I said, oh, that's easy. I could talk about my bad bosses. And you're like, no, actually it's about you. And I thought, okay, well, let's jump on and make that happen. So I think I'm going to be on your podcast sometime in the near future, but where did you get that idea? Cause that is 100% intellectual property. It's differentiation. So not only is the title, the name, but also the whole premise, but where did you come up with that?
Yeah. So I was doing great boss workshops with Renee Boer, who originally wrote the book, How to Be a Great Boss with Gino Wickman. Mm-hmm. And it's a standard. It's an assigned reading as part of the EOS process. And Renee had developed his own workshops around this. And he had special dispensation from Gino, like literally it was a handshake deal. Yeah, you can go out and do these workshops. And this was, you know, I guess the late 2019 was when he came up with these workshops and he was doing them in person because Renee's a very personable guy. I like doing them in person. Anyway, long story short, during COVID, he needed to switch to virtual for these workshops. And I have a background in film. I sat in the marketing seat. There was, you know, I can get stuff done. I'm pretty good at execution.
Yes.
And so Renee was my office roommate and he called me up one day and he said, do you want to do these with me? And so then we just next leveled the workshop, made it better for an online audience. Okay. I have a background in film. So we shot a movie on how to do quarterly conversations.
Wow.
And so it was really well received and people loved this virtual workshop. Yeah. We would sell out every time. So cut to he and I doing these together. We probably did about 30 of these together. And during the workshop, people would seemingly want to confess their worst boss moments. It's like they were carrying this weight.
Guilt.
And I jokingly, guilt, shame, all that. And I said to Renee, I said, you know, I think we should like offer up a virtual confessional and maybe we should sit in it and let people just tell us their things so that they can release themselves of this burden. And this idea just wouldn't go away. And so I was thinking about podcasts that would help leaders, particularly young leaders who are really caught up in imposter syndrome and thinking, God, I'll never get this. This is, you know, I suck. I'll never figure this out.
Right.
And so just getting people on the podcast first to admit when they've made a mistake. So not always easy, but then when I get folks on there that are willing to be vulnerable, the stories are amazing. And I think it just lowers the temperature. And it really does help people see that there is a way out and a path forward.
It's transformation. I mean, but it threw a very unique door, one that we wouldn't really think, which is a public confessional. That's amazing. So I got to ask you some questions.
Yeah.
This name. Again, because, you know, Katie and I wrote the book, You Are an IP Company. We're going to talk about rollout in a moment, what your business does. But you know, I didn't grow up thinking about IP or protecting IP. So let's just do some basic hygiene and ask the questions like, did you Google the name first? Like, was there another podcast like it or with the same name or any thoughts?
No,
like
not with the same name. Perfect. And then, you know, look, I'm a visionary. I have lots of ideas all the time. And sometimes my ideas stink.
Sure.
And with this one, I knew I had something. Like, it was, you know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you have the idea and you're just like, so one of the first things that I did was I created a pitch.
Good.
Pitch deck, because I was thinking, all right, who am I going to pitch this to? First, I have to pitch it to myself. Who's my audience?
Yeah, I like that.
What am I, you know? And so this pitch I put into my IP account.
Did you? I love it.
Before I did anything, before I talked to anybody that was a podcast company or a marketing company, because I thought this idea is so good. I mean, look, I fall in love with my ideas all the time. But this one I knew that it was a good idea. And so, I got ahead of it.
Well, listen, I love that. In fact, it reminds me of what I call the IP flywheel. I want to show people this because what Beth is saying is something that people normally just don't think about, but they don't realize it until after when it becomes crucial. But you can see this here. Beth saying, I had the idea publish in my mind. Okay. So when an idea is born, it's abracadabra. I create as I speak. Here it is. And most people rush to promote or they sit on it, right? They sit on it. They sit on it forever and they're scared and they bury it. It's like the story from one of my favorite books of the parable of the talents. And someone's given a talent and they bury it out of fear. But Beth's not like that. I'm not like that. So our temptation is we hit publish and we go right to promote. And then we go to profit. And by skipping protect, Beth, right now there's a new term called, this is a little nerdy, but hang with me. It's called the AI model collapse. But it basically is saying that AI retains its valuation, you know, billions all the way to Anthropic, now a trillion, by training on new IP. And the problem is that AI has scraped all of human creativity in 2025. And so if it doesn't get new content, it starts digital inbreeding and the valuation goes down because it's photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy. So now it's going out and like hunting your new podcast and your new LinkedIn posts. And so if you don't put a wall around it, i.e. instant IP, that's now going to be absorbed in the machine. And all of a sudden, next time somebody has a podcast question and they're like, hey, what would be a good podcast if bosses were to, you know, admit shame? And it'll say your name and then somebody grabs it and now you're in a world of hurt. So I'm so glad you protected it first. I like how you said you sold yourself on the idea. Dan Sullivan talks about the impact filter. How did you sell yourself on the idea? Like that was your slide deck process?
Yeah. I mean, so I read a book called So You Want to Start a Podcast. And I read that like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And she walks you through the process. She's a, it's Kristen Meisner and she's a successful podcast producer and host. Yeah. And so she basically wrote a how-to book. That's amazing. And it really makes you go through the steps of, first of all, define your audience. Who is this for? Like literally imagine the persona, the person that you're targeting. So I thought about my kids. My kids don't want to manage people. Okay. Nobody wants to manage people if you're, you know, a zillennial, right? And so how do I appeal to them? Well, the first thing that you've got to do is let your guard down, right? So anyway, going through that process and figuring out what that needed to look like, literally taking a clarity break, which is an EOS term, but taking a clarity break on this, I did use the impact filter also because, you know, it was helpful for me to just validate my idea because, as we know, visionaries, we love our ideas. And this really helped me just crystallize that. So I went through that process and then just, you know, started interviewing companies. And when I knew it was a good idea when they really wanted to grab it.
Okay.
So
when they wanted to grab it.
Yeah. Like you need to do this podcast.
Okay.
Like you need to do this podcast and, you know, and then I'm in, you know, I'm a solopreneur, so I'm not looking to spend $100,000 on a podcast. That's not a good return on my investment. So I had to interview some people to find the right fit. And I did.
Okay. Love it. Now you're part of EOS. Explain briefly the EOS concept of what a, you know, implementer does, who you're looking for, who's your ideal client, and then also how EOS, which by the way, you are an IP company with permission, we used them as one of our case studies for one of our chapters. So we used Taylor Swift and Krispy Kreme and CrossFit, but I asked Mark and Kelly, can we use EOS as an example? What's funny, Beth, is at that point in 2024, they said, wait, hold on, we're not this is on the record now, so I'm in trouble. But they said, your book's called You Are an IP Company. We're not an IP company. That's what they told me in 2024. But what's funny is a year later, Kelly comes up to me and says, we are an IP company. And I was like, oh, sweet. So talk a little bit about EOS, you being an implementer, who's your ideal client, and why you think they might be an IP company.
So EOS is a proven business management system. We work with small to mid-sized businesses to really help them run a better business and live a better life. And we do that through three channels. The first is we help them create a clear vision for their organization, because most of the time the vision just exists in the visionary's head, or maybe a couple of people, but not the entire company. We give them tools to gain traction on their business. And there's 20 tools in the EOS toolbox. It's very tool centric and the tools actually work and they work well together. And then lastly, we help teams become healthy. That's the elusive thing for most leadership teams. And because we preach open and honest and we demonstrate that and facilitate that with our clients, we help them get to that place. And so the promise is vision, traction, healthy. And by working with companies over the course of a couple of years, and we work with them once a quarter to help them, you know, make that vision come alive. The results are there. I mean, companies grow significantly using EOS. They get what they want as far as, you know, profit, culture, whatever it is that they're looking for. And hundreds of thousands of companies are using the EOS tools, and lots of them are working with an implementer like me. An implementer is a fast track to getting the system operationalized in your business, because I'm holding the leadership team, which consists of like your sales and marketing people, your operations people, your finance people, the visionary and the integrator, which is EOS terminology for the CEO and COO. And we help them together as a team get aligned and then execute on the vision.
I love it. You just mentioned vision, traction, healthy. Can you see my screen?
Mm-hmm.
So Mark O'Donnell's new book, which he published with EOS Impact. That's what you're referring to, literally.
That's right.
Yeah. And I want to go to your book, Rollout. You co-wrote it. Explain your co-author in just 60 seconds on the co-author. I've co-authored a few books and, you know, it can be tough and, but it can be good too. Like give us 60 seconds. Cause sometimes authors listen to this podcast too. Like what was that like? And with your Marissa?
Yeah. So the first thing that I did was I actually responded to an ask from EOS Worldwide. Do you want to write a book for EOS? And I did. At the time that I thought it was going to be around LMA, which stands for Leadership Management and Accountability, sort of like next level on the great boss work I've been doing. Mm-hmm. But then I thought, you know, I don't want to sit in a room and just type away with my own thoughts and my own, I don't like to work that way. I like to work collaboratively. So I was thinking, who do I really admire in the EOS ecosystem? And Marissa Smith came to mind because she is so smart and so EOS pure as far as how she approaches EOS. She has a marketing background. She was sitting in the marketing seat at EOS Worldwide for a long time. Hugely respected person. And so I basically asked her if she wouldn't mind writing this book with me. And then we devised together that the book should be around EOS rollout. And so rollout is, you know, this is the book. It's, I mean, like the short version is kind of like the sequel to Traction, right? So Traction, hugely popular book. People read it, they get all excited, but there's no how-to.
Yeah.
Really for the people that actually have to execute it. And that's what this book does.
Rollout is the point in time where you are taking Traction and literally dispensing it to your organization.
Exactly. And this has been a missing piece in the EOS teaching and resource area for a long time. And we implementers have known about it, but it just felt like an arduous task. And so Marissa was the best person to work with on this.
So good. I love that. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about your specific specialty, one of them. And first of all, great branding, super clean website, love the colors.
Thanks. Oh,
there's your podcast.
Yeah.
So good. That's so good. Yeah. And so let's talk about who is your ideal client. If somebody's saying, I like this. I like Beth. I like what she stands for. We need rollout. We need implementer. Who are you specifically? I know each implementer kind of has their unique audience.
Yeah. So I want to work with people who want to work, right? Yeah. I want to work with people that are not afraid to have the tough conversations, or even if they are open to the idea of learning how to do it. You know, if you have nothing left to learn, if you know everything, then I can't teach you. Right. So I want to work with people that want to learn, that want to get better, that want to master EOS, and people who want to grow personally.
That's good.
So one of the things that I love about the system is it does help a company get what they want from their business, but I have kind of a secret agenda, and that is to help the person, the individual on the leadership team grow as well. In fact, I love it when people transform on the leadership team. They get their lives back, you know, they love their work again, all that. That's what I'm working for. So I want to work with those types of people and, you know, growth-oriented people.
I love it. So you're more looking at, I would call it, because I did take some marketing. I actually teach marketing too. But you're looking at the psychographics, the motivations of the unique clients, not necessarily the demographics. You're not saying they got to be in Illinois. They have to be, you know, a five-person team. You're saying growth-oriented, teachable, coachable, these types of things.
Yeah. I mean, and just for context, implementers live all over the world. We prefer to have our clients in our own backyard. I'm in Chicago. It's great if I can work with teams in Chicago. I have an office in Chicago. But, you know, I have a 90-minute meeting, which is an introductory meeting today with a client that's in Canada, and it's a dispersed team.
Yeah.
So it's a virtual session. And I kind of like virtual sessions. You know, virtual sessions for teams that are dispersed, you know, I'm a performer at heart, so I like to make sure that, you know, they're entertained while they're sitting online. And I've got a lot of experience doing that. I came from the film business, so I don't mind virtual clients, but Yeah. I mean, I have clients over all kinds of industries. I have billion-dollar companies and I have mom and pop pest control companies.
Wow. You know, it's super cool.
I like learning about different things.
I like it. So I gotta talk you up a second. I saw you in a room that was 100 times as big. In other words, when I walked into EOS conference, I thought, you know, because again, I like our authors. You're one of our authors, and it's a deep honor and joy to publish your book under the EOS Impact imprint. But I walk in there and I'm like, oh my gosh, standing room only. And it was like the whole room, like huge. So we got to update that picture, my friend, with you.
I know.
With you being a little speck with a huge room. But no, whether it's a small room or a big room, you're giving your all. So if you do speak, you're speaking on rollout, you're speaking on these topics specifically.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, I can speak outside of EOS as well. Mm. And so I do enjoy speaking. If I wasn't an implementer, I probably would have become a professional speaker. So I do like it. Mm-hmm.
So I got to ask you, because I just spoke at CoachCon and I showed a screen picture with AI devices now coming, are already out. And I mean, we're talking rings, watches, pendants, glasses. I mean, it is amazing what's coming out. So I'm not paranoid of people who are in the audience. I don't think I'm like all that, but here's what I don't want is I don't want somebody to lock me out of my own IP.
Yeah.
In other words, we live in a world that's so fast that most people I meet who use AI, they're training 24/7. So mm-hmm. I could drop some names where, like, you just know that if you're talking to them, not in a weird, creepy way, but for their own brain, they're recording 24/7. I think we're living in a system and a world, Beth, that's moving that way. What would you say? Yeah, what would you say? Like, you're coaching EOS implementation, but some of these companies have to be careful because competitors, clients, you want mutual respect of IP. So what's some good tools that you might suggest or practices? Like, do you protect your slide deck before, or will you soon? Or what do you think in handouts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so things that we have protected, handouts from rollout, we have the IP superscript right there on the front of our, of what we hand out at our rollout workshops. So that stuff is protected. And it's kind of weird because, you know, people might be wondering, isn't EOS IP protected anyway? Mm. Well, we have a special license with EOS Worldwide. And so it's mutually agreed upon. The content that we create is our content, but we do tag EOS Worldwide in our footers, right?
That's so good.
So to acknowledge that. But yeah, I mean, because what's to prevent an implementer, you know, thinking they're doing the right thing by their client, taking our content and then going and teaching it, right?
Yeah.
So, so that's why we created the workbooks with our IP and all of our stuff on it. And if people go and rip it off, I don't think that would happen in the EOS community because we're all core values fits, right? Yeah. And we all know what do the right thing is, but, just in case, you know, we protected ourselves.
It's
you know,
so good.
I came up in the film business. So I had a lot of friends that were writers and who got burned, you know, along the way. So there's a slight bit of paranoia in me, I guess, around IP. But it's, I think it's a healthy paranoia.
I think you're right. And I mean, even I got to give a shout out to one of our speakers at, Strategic or CoachCon last week. So he passed this out, but I loved at the bottom. Can you see this at the bottom? Do you see that? By the way, I can only see one screen at a time. Okay. So he said at the bottom, or AI training. In other words, it sounds weird, but look, I'm even going to say some people have good motives and they're like, not trying to rip it off, but if their AI is training 24/7 and they're taking pictures of everything and throwing it into AI, you have no idea, folks, that your output later isn't Beth's.
That's
That's right. And isn't mine. And you might be like, well, who cares? Well, wait till it happens to you. Mm-hmm. And Beth has invested in Marissa blood, sweat, tears, energy, time, brain cells, you know, to create IP. It's just good practice to respect your neighbor's property. That's how right. weird, how weird would it be, Beth, if somebody said, hey, can I, you know, you invite me in for lemonade to your house and we're chatting. I'm like, you know, get out of your house. And I do house squatting and kick you out and lock you out. You'd be like, that's a crime.
Yeah.
Yet intellectual property is even more valuable than physical property in terms of the S&P 500. So I think you're doing it right. Beth, we got to get the book roll out. Why get the book? Because like the visionary holds so much in their head, but you're yeah. saying that you're actually serving your team better and your stakeholders and your board, if you have one, by having them read Roll Up.
Yeah. Yeah. Because this is a book actually for your integrator and all the people that then have to go bring EOS into the rest of the company. You know, how do you do level 10 meetings? How do you do quarterly and annual planning with your departments? Visionaries don't care about that stuff. I mean, and so, you know, when we had Gino read the book and give us some feedback, he was like, wow, this is really thorough. This is really thorough. And we were like, yeah, dude, it's not for visionaries. Okay. Right. It's for everybody else that yeah. needs to go, you know, execute. So, yeah.
So good. Well, I know we have 2 minutes left. It's just a deep honor to see you succeed. I love how people are saying, look, even Amazon, people buy issues and process and roll out together. How cool is that?
Yeah.
But I'm just really proud of you. Thanks. You know, yeah, you know, we got Mark Winters who did the EOS impact as well. But it's just an honor because Jill Young, got to give her a shout out. She was our implementer years ago. And she said this to me. She said, Carrie, are you ready to grow up? Are you ready for your business to grow up? And I was like, dang. And that was that searing truth. But she was right. Like mm-hmm. we were kind of just making it up as we went, and becoming an EOS run company brought in a whole level of excellence and expertise. So I just got to give you a shout out, EOS. Yeah. Where can people find more about you? Drop in any links. If you have a lead magnet, you know, tell us what's up. Where should we go?
Yeah, you can find out everything I do on my website, BethFahey.com. Mm. Okay, and you were sharing pictures from that earlier. Yeah, yeah, so ways to get in touch with me, yeah. speaking, book, events that I have coming up. If you're in Australia, we're going to be speaking at the Australian EOS Conference. Super excited about that. We're doing a lot of regional conferences, Chicago, Dallas, Pennsylvania, maybe Florida this year. So doing a lot of speaking around the book and trying to help people, and also doing a lot of webinars, you know, with our software partners like 90 and Stretti and many more. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tag me when you go out to Australia so I can feel like I'm there with you.
Okay, cool.
And then I'll reshare it and stuff. But awesome. Beth, thanks so much. And hey, maybe I'll hit your podcast up where I'll feel
I would love it.
Less ashamed.
I would love it. Yeah. Awesome.
Thanks, all right. everybody.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you for listening to the You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Brought to you by Instant IP and WiganX. Visit Instant IP today and WiganX.com for more help on your IP journey. Remember, your ideas are valuable. Protect them today.